Hey there, and welcome back to the Book of Baseball. Today's Saturday, April 2nd, and today I'll be talking about what comes next for teams in the AL Central. Alright, last time I did this for the AL East, and today I'll be talking about the AL Central, starting off with the Minnesota Twins, who went 73-89 in 2021. A very disappointing year for them, but they did have a lot of turnover in the offseason, with five of their top nine players in WAR gone. Obviously, Carlos Correa is the big headliner, the star free agent of the offseason who they somehow managed to snag. He fits great into their lineup, especially as a power hitter. Over the last three seasons, the Twins have hit the second most home runs out of any team. Gary Sanchez as well, an acquisition who's meaningful, however, not as much focused in the spotlight with the Carlos Correa signing. He's hit the most home runs out of any catcher since 2016. However, their pitching has been very bad over that same span. They have the worst ERA plus out of all teams with a record of above 500 over the last 3 years. They added Sonny Gray and Dylan Bundy to their rotation, however, Bundy did have a mediocre year last season, going 2-9 with an ERA north of 6 while giving up more hits than strikeouts. So $4 million this year with a potential $11 million next year seems like a little much to me. But Sonny Gray, on the other hand, had a good year last season. And all they had to give up for him was a very young high school prospect who has promise, but you can never tell with guys that young. Best case scenario, I think they make it back to the playoffs and can make it to the ALCS. Worst case scenario is they miss the playoffs again. Then the Royals, a game better than the Twins. They went 74-88. It was a pretty quiet offseason for the Royals. They signed Zach Greinke, which is nice to see. He was their original team. And they made a small trade for Amir Garrett to help their bullpen. Salvador Perez had a great year last year. He tied the franchise record in home runs. Breakout shortstop Nicky Lopez emerged as a great fielder and contact but no power guy to complement a bat like Salvador Perez. They also acquired Andrew Benintendi midseason, who played very well for them and is under contract for a few more years. However, big free agent signing last offseason, Carlos Correa, was just mediocre. They enter this year as a very average team, but star prospect Bobby Witt Jr. is definitely someone to watch. Best case scenario, veterans like Perez and Greinke, as well as younger guys like Lopez and Benintendi, continue their performance and Bobby Witt Jr. wins Rookie of the Year. Worst case scenario, they finish last in the AL Central. Then, the Tigers, who went 77-85. Javier Baez is their biggest offseason move for them by far, but they did sign veteran pitchers Michael Pineda and Andrew Chafin as well. They recently announced top prospect and the number one pick in the 2020 draft, Spencer Torkelson, will be on the opening day roster, so that's good to see. Another young guy and former top prospect, not really a prospect anymore, Casey Mize, he's good last year and has been dominant in spring training so far. Miguel Cabrera is on his last legs, but is under contract for at least the next two seasons, so we'll see if he can produce anything more for them. He's very close to reaching 3,000 hits, however. He reached the 500 home run benchmark last year, which is nice to see, and now he's close to 3,000 hits. The Tigers have improved a lot since their drastic 47-win season in 2019. Their win percentage has increased by almost 20% since that year. Best case scenario, it's ambitious, but I think they could snag the third wild card spot. You know, they added Javier Baez, as I mentioned earlier. He is a very talented player. They have a lot of young guys coming up, some more established guys like Hamer Candelario and Jonathan Scoop, who are performing well. And so I think they can make the playoffs. Worst case scenario is miss them. I don't think they'd finish last in this division, especially a weaker one, but that's definitely a possibility. I'll be back after this. Sports Reference is the greatest sports statistics website on the internet, with stats from baseball, basketball, football, hockey, soccer, college basketball, and college football. It has anything you could possibly need. Go to sports-reference.com to check it out.
That's sports-reference.com for any stats that you might need.
Now down to the final two teams in this division. The first, the Cleveland Guardians. They had the big rebrand this offseason, which is good to see, entering 2022 with a fresh start. In 2021, they went 80-82. A cool fact is they finished second in money spent per win above replacement, a stat I talked a little bit about in my last episode, finishing just behind the Rays for that. Jose Ramirez had another fantastic year, but his future with the club is uncertain. There have been a lot of trade rumors about him. Cal Quantrill, who came over in the Mike Clevenger trade, has been very good. He was very good last year. He led all Cleveland starters in ERA and ERA plus. Shane Bieber was solid, but nothing too special compared to a spectacular 2020 Cy Young campaign. The bullpen did have some notable things. Emmanuel Clase finished fifth in Rookie of the Year voting as a closer, striking out 74 batters over 69 and two-thirds inning with a 1.29 ERA and a whip below one. James Karinchak was a little disappointing following a promising 2020, but still was solid and struck out a lot of batters. Best case scenario? Make the playoffs. I think they have a lot of guys who are evolved, or not evolved, but, you know, improved last year, like Quantrill or Class A. And so I think they have the talent to do it, especially with that third spot now available. And the final team, the Chicago White Sox. They went 93-69, the only team in this division to make the playoffs, and they lost in the ALDS. They are a very exciting team. They had eight players with the WAR above at least three last year. A lot of exciting guys, you know, Luis Robert, Jose Abreu, Yasmani Grandal, Eloy Jimenez. Losing Carlos Rodon does weaken their rotation a little bit, but they still have one of the best in the league. They also have one of the best lineups in the league with a lot of the players I just mentioned. They signed Josh Harrison to fill a weak second base spot, and they signed Joe Kelly to bolster their already strong bullpen led by Liam Hendricks. Best case scenario, win the World Series. I think they definitely can do it. They have a lot of very, very good players, just so much talent. Definitely possible about it. Definitely possible. Worst case scenario is another ALDS exit. This division is far too weak, and they are far too good of a team to not make the playoffs, and I don't see a way that they don't win this division, but I definitely see that they could have another early playoff loss. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It was written, recorded, and produced by me, Cam Weld. Thank you to Baseball Reference, Fangraphs, Baseball Prospectus, and MLB Trade Rumors for providing resources for this episode. If you enjoyed, please rate and review wherever you get your podcast. And as always, thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.